When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame, Diwali, and Carta.
Diwali.
Yeah.
It's a festival of lights.
It is, indeed.
Yes. So, why'd you choose this name?
Because I like the holiday, and there's a TV show episode that revolves around the holiday.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Hindu holiday called Diwali, and it's like a week long, and they do all kinds of cool stuff with it, like fireworks, and people dress up, and they make candy, and then they pass out candy to people, and candy, because I mean, can you tell I like candy and sweets a lot? And
I just have one question about it for you.
What?
Are there, like, candy-type products involved in this holiday?
Products?
Like, I'm just like, is there candy involved?
There's candy and sweets in general, really, of many kinds. And
so there's candy.
And there's candy, and people dress up really nice, and they'll treat each other very nicely. I'm pretty sure, too, when it comes to Diwali, or Diwali, sometimes it might be pronounced with a V, and is that when someone walks up to someone during Diwali and says happy holidays, they're not going to, like, scream and cry and be offended that someone said happy holidays to them instead of saying happy Diwali. They're not going to go on, like, Facebook rants and say, like, my Hindu religion is superior to all others. Someone dared to say happy holidays to me, and so now my entire holiday is ruined because of it. Pretty sure it does not happen.
Yeah, that brings up a good point.
Yeah, but it does happen a lot in this country.
Yeah, so there's this thing. I don't know if you've noticed it in the last, like, you know, 15 or 20 years since Fox News decided to create this whole war on Christmas. And so there's people out there who decide that they're going to, get all butthurt about people saying happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Yeah. Why?
Because it's fun to complain. Americans, our favorite pastime is to complain about things and to feel persecuted. It really is. It's like a fun thing for us. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, other countries in the world might look at us and be like, this is weird that they love to complain. Like, it's just, a weird people. I mean,
they're under this assumption that if you say Merry Christmas to somebody, that you're going to be murdered or something, that you can't say it in this country anymore.
Do it. It's illegal.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's, like, you know, Jewish or Hindu or Muslim or Baha'i or whatever, and you say Merry Christmas to them, I'd say 9 times out of 10, they're going to either say it back to you or say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it seems like more Christians get pissed off when you say happy holidays and be inclusive. Yeah.
Right. Because you're not focusing exclusively on their holiday, and that's the problem. It's like an all lives matter type of thing.
Yeah, but it's backwards, because they're the ones they're the ones that don't understand that when you say Black Lives Matter, it's because Black lives are the ones that are being persecuted at the moment, so you're trying to emphasize them, but they're like trying to play that persecution to the point where they're okay with saying all lives matter, but they're not okay with saying all holidays matter.
Right. Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's just the season to be complaining, I guess. I don't know. And then, I haven't heard too much, though, about that this year, though.
I've heard a little bit here and there, not as much as some other years, but I think they're more focused on the whole conflict in the Middle East right now.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
with that.
Maybe just
and other
a
things.
Weird tangent.
Yeah, no, I know it is, but yeah, it's just people seem to be more concerned about that, so they got something else to, you know, be wrong about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and play victim about.
Right. So if anyone's still here after our political rant before we even get to the show.
If you've listened to this show before, you know we do this. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I can't help it sometimes. Just my personality. It's, you know, I apologize, but I try.
But anyways, happy holidays, everybody.
Yes, happy Diwali. Well, no, Diwali was in November. So.
Yes, but we're a little late covering Diwali, but, you know, we figured because we're covering, you know, a lot of Christmas stuff this month, we're going to do a different holiday here just to be inclusive. I mean, if you want to kill us for it, go ahead. I live well, at... Don't wait. My social security number is...
No, and, no,
wait, no. Oh, my mother's maiden name is...
do it.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, you're not going to swat me, are you? Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Don't.
Just joking. They're somehow swatting me before this even airs as we record.
Yeah, it's like, how do they know? They're spying in on our Google, whatever,
yeah.
Our, all, I don't know.
You yeah, the Google Meet thing, yeah. They're like, somehow they already know. They're like, they've just been waiting outside to come in. They're like, oh, wait, he said we could.
Yeah, gave us permission. Wow.
Yeah. But anyways, so today on the show, we are covering an episode of the short-lived television series called Outsourced, which was based on the film called Outsourced. The TV series ran from September 23rd of 2010 till May 12th of 2011. The film came out in 2006. I really loved the film. TV series was good, too. I think it was sort of, there are some issues with it overall from my memory, but it was still good, you know, like there were some, I mean, it was good to have a different cultural aspect, but it did have some, in my opinion, like writing issues, but it also had like certain stereotypes in there that I think they could have dealt with a little better.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, this was 13 years ago, so it's kind of, you know, hard to say how, you know, inclusive everybody was, but I think if they made it today, it would be a lot better.
I would like if they did like a reboot or something, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. But it was still good. I mean, the thing about it at the time, though, I think the problem it had was it was either coming off the heels of The Office being on the air or The Office was still on the air. I can't remember.
It was still on.
Yeah. So it was getting a lot of comparisons to The Office because it's a workplace comedy. It's getting comparisons to like that and Parks and Rec and stuff like that. So unfortunately, it had kind of a uphill battle there, in my opinion. I think that's what kind of killed it. And plus, you've got a lot of people that just still aren't used to seeing foreign people on TV or people of color, you know. So
yeah, and but there wasn't any interviews though in Outsourced. It wasn't one of those kind of shows where.
Oh yeah, no, it wasn't done in like a mockumentary style.
Yeah,
but like it was still like, you know, but it was still a workplace comedy. You know, still kind of a similar sort of feel, but just not done in a mockumentary style.
Yeah,
kind of like what like Brooklyn Nine-Nine would become and stuff like that. Rest in peace, Andre Brower. But yeah,
totally.
But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep.
Plus, Parks and Rec kind of still had the mockumentary feel, but it never stated that it was a mockumentary. It kind of just went away from it towards the end. So, anywho, and this was, and also it did have the pedigree of Ken Kwapis being the main, one of the main showrunners and stuff behind this. And he was one of the creative forces behind the U.S. Office as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He, I think he was like one of the main producers of the show. Yeah, he was an executive producer of it. He did a lot of stuff. I think he had something to do with, I don't know, a lot of TV shows and stuff. I don't remember off the top of my head anymore. But anyways, so this episode here in particular was called Home for the Diwali Days. It was directed by Linda Mendoza, written by Robert Borden, Vera Santamaria, and George Wing. So yeah, it stars Ben Rappaport as Todd Dempsey, Dietrich Bader as Charlie Davis, Pippa Black as Tanya, Rizwan Manji as Rajiv, got Anisha Nagarjan Nagarajan. Nagarajan. There we go. As Madhuri. Is that it? Madhuri?
Madhuri.
Madhuri. Sorry. I'm going to butcher all these names, just letting you know, because I am a horrible person. Anyway, so the Parvisha China is Gupta. Rebecca Hazelwood is Asha. And Sasha Dewan as Manmeet. And yeah, that's your main cast here. Yeah. Rebecca Hazelwood, I recognized from The Good Place. She played the like artist sister Kamala Al-Jamil to Jamila Jamil's Tahani. There we go. Yeah, that's right. Tahani. Mm-hmm. Tahani Al-Jamil. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, she was there. I know Parvish China, he's been in a lot of things. He's currently got a recurring role in Frasier as like one of the deans. So
yeah,
on that show. So yeah, I've seen him in a lot of things. I've seen Rizwan Manji in a lot of things too. Dietrich Bader, you know, from the Drew Carey show and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's got a decent cast.
Yeah, no, totally. It was one of my favorite shows when it was on. I used to watch the DVDs a lot. It's like, I probably watched the season a good 7 times all the way through, probably. So it was one of my favorite shows. Kind of a shame it only had one season, but
like I was saying, it had that uphill battle, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But so in this particular episode, what happened, or what was your first, what was your initial reaction actually first?
It's one of my favorite episodes of the season, or series rather. So it's kind of up there for me. That's, you know, that's pretty much my reaction, is I just like it a lot.
I mean, I need to go back and rewatch this whole series, which won't take long because there's only one season. Because I didn't feel lost watching this, but I did feel like I kind of would have maybe benefited from seeing the other episodes first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed it a lot. I like the sense of humor of it. It does have that like 2010s, you know, aughts kind of humor to it. The acting was really good. And I will admit one thing too, when we're talking about sitcoms, that it kind of reminds me of like The Office and other things that we talked about earlier, that in all honesty, in my life, the first time I ever heard the word Diwali was in the Office episode of about Diwali.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Michael's girlfriend's dressed as a cheerleader because he said it was a costume party. It's like, terrible. So,
yeah.
So bad.
Do you have dreams that you want to achieve but are scared to do so due to self-doubt, fear, and other people's criticism? I have just what you need. You need a dose of the Living the Dream with Curveball podcast, where I interview guests that will motivate and inspire you to stop at nothing to achieve your dreams. And always remember, if you believe, you can achieve.
The Living the Dream with Curveball podcast is available on your favorite podcast app.
Hey everybody, why don't you give the old Black Lincoln Collective podcast a listen? We're funny, we're fat, and we're here 24/7 at blcpodcast.com. Anytime you want to listen, anywhere, all your favorite podcast apps. Of course, we have a YouTube channel where you can stream live with the show. Check out our shorts. We're funnier the less you hear of us. That's been a Black Lincoln Collective podcast at blcpodcast.com.
So what goes down in this episode here?
So Todd, you know, he's the manager and he's hanging out with Manmeet, which is kind of like his office buddy, I guess, like sort of like his friend that's, you know, also his employee. You know, he's wondering why he's all dressed up and stuff like that. And Manmeet says, you know, it's because of Diwali. And then Todd's like, he has no idea what Diwali is. So he's like trying to pretend he is like, yeah, you know, I just think it's becoming a little bit more commercialized, you know, like, you know, it shouldn't be about buying things. It should be about celebrating the birth of baby Diwali. And he's like, there is no baby Diwali. He's like, is there a something? You know, he's like, no, a crouching tiger. He's like a flying monkey. And then Mammy's like, okay, there does happen to be a flying monkey, but I think that guess came from a bad place.
So is there a flying monkey?
Oh, I don't know. I know there's, shoot, one of the gods is Hanuman. I think, Hanuman or Hanuman has like a, I don't remember now. That might be a different one altogether. But, and so everyone is all dressed up, you know, in their best clothes. Although there was this other scene too where Rajiv is trying to negotiate for a sari to give to his girlfriend, and he's like being really mean to the businesswoman, you know, trying to sell the saris, and because he's always mean to everyone, he's very like sarcastic, but just kind of like a jerk, and because he's on a power trip, and he's kind of like the Dwight almost of the show a little bit.
Yeah, like, it seems like it.
Very sarcastic, got a weird thing where he wants to be the manager, like that somehow is like his life purpose, to be a manager of store or whatever, you know.
Yeah, the other show that this kind of reminds me of is like Superstore.
Yeah, a little bit,
because like, you know, and he's kind of like the Dina sort of character, you know.
Yeah, like there's always that character who takes a job like way too seriously and like doesn't really understand that it's just like a stupid job, you know. And so he gets what he wants. He wanted to buy a sari for only 5,000 rupees instead of 10,000. And the woman said something like, okay, I will accept your price, even if that means my family will go without food. And then Rajiv goes, I love the holidays. And then it goes into the theme song.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of funny, that little, like, there's a lot to the, again, that's just like that like early 2010s, like that kind of like back in like sort of banter humor that was kind of really popular back then. Right nowadays it seems like that's kind of gone away a little bit, because if you watch shows like from that era, there is like a lot of back and forth. That's kind of
there was a lot. I mean, that was kind of like the staple of comedies, like especially, you know, going back to the 50s and 60s even, you know. So it's like,
yeah.
It's like I've been watching my show to fall asleep to at night, because I always have to have something playing on the TV because I'm kind of weird. Has been Spin City, and that's pretty much like that kind of banter back and forth. You have, you know, somebody says this about somebody else, and then somebody says this about somebody else, and blah blah blah, and then they go back and forth, you know, sort of thing. Yeah. Which I need to find a new show soon because I've been watching it too much. So.
So I don't know. It was pretty cool, that little scene. And then he basically finds out that all of his employees just sort of assumed that they get the whole week off for Diwali because it's a week long holiday. He didn't have any idea, so he's making them work, and they all, you know, resent him for it. And there is sort of that like you said, that sort of like crossing the line. So how do I explain this? Like, there's like a way to deal with like racial stereotypes and racism where you're kind of like, you're bringing it up to kind of make fun of it, but like this sometimes crossed the line from going from beyond making fun of racism to then actually going into the actual race. If that makes any sense, I'm not really sure if I'm saying that.
Well, it does, because there can be a point where you cross the line where you're trying to be like, because some things are trying to be observational to the point where it's like pointing out racism, to the point where you go beyond the pointing out to becoming racist eventually, you know, so.
Yeah, because like there's this one scene later on in the episode, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but he eventually feels bad, so he lets them all take the week off, and he just gonna take all the phone calls himself. And then he's talking to this one dude, and he's like, hey, you know, where am I talking from? And he says, oh, actually, you know, we're in India or whatever. And then the guy's like, oh man, your American accent is great or whatever. And then, and I'm not gonna do it, but then
he does an Indian accent then. Yeah.
Even on the subtitles it says mock Indian accent or something like that in the actual those captions or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like that, like I kind of cringed when I saw that. I was like, ooh, like I think even when I watched it at the time, like kind of cringed a little bit, like when I was like, ooh, like I don't know about that. But there is like this good the scene where Rajiv is having a swastika being put up on the wall, like the original swastika, like, you know, the actual Hindu symbol, not the Nazi way where they kind of, because the Nazis sort
and
of
that
like,
might, and that might not even be the original swastika, because there's actually a whole history of, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the swastika, but there's a history that swastikas might be one of the first symbols ever created by humanity. They found swastikas in like Native American art. They found it in like all over the world. In different ancient societies all over the world. I was listening to a podcast where they were, it wasn't the main subject of the episode, but it was one of the episodes of was it Behind the Bastards or something else, or one of my other ones that I listened to. But one of these podcasts that I was listening to was talking about the history of the swastika and how there's no way to actually tell where it originated. So yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Because there's talks, I guess when you cut open, there's the tusks of certain animals, when you cut them open, the inside of it looks like a swastika.
Oh, wow.
And that may have been something that they used for influence to art and stuff in early civilizations somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says higher, and he's putting his hand up, it looks like he's saluting. And then so Todd's like, oh my God, you can't do that. They're so offensive or whatever. And then Rajiv is trying to explain to him, this is actually an ancient, Hindu symbol, and that the Nazis, stole it from us. And then he's like, well, can't you just put a four-leaf clover over there or something? And Rajiv is like, certainly, sir. Why don't you just jot down many of our ancient universal customs that you find offensive, and we'll change it. He's like, he calls it one of the guys, I forgot the guy's name. He never says a word. He's always silent.
Yeah.
Your name is now Tyler. And then as he's walking by, Goob is like, nice shirt, Tyler. Just, I don't know why. Just the way he says it, he thinks he's being so cool by calling him Tyler. And so there's these little things interspersed throughout the episode, which I thought were pretty neat. And everyone's so mad at him because people have got fireworks outside, and they're handing out candy, like I mentioned before. I'm obsessed with the candy element here for some reason. And then
hey, did you know that there's candy involved?
There's candy involved. And well, that's the other thing too. So there was another thing that I think kind of maybe crossed the line a little bit. Maybe not as much as the fake Indian accent was, but a little bit. Because Madhuri, she made some dessert for Todd as a gift, and it's called Burfi, but he thought she said Barfi.
Yeah.
And so he's like, wait, so there's Barfi in there? And she's like, yeah, it's still warm too. And so, oh, I get it, it's Barf. Yeah, type of thing. So
that was kind of lame. Yeah.
Yeah, I never laughed at that part. I mean, even back in the day, I was like, that's dumb. Okay. And, but it looked really good. It was like a cake. And so can you tell that I really like dessert food and,
No, not at all.
Okay. And, cause it's making me really hungry actually, and so blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to remember. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that basically he decides to, stay there and answer the calls himself, but. So there's this hot Australian girl.
Oh God.
Woof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Named
Tanya.
Named Tanya, played by Pippa Black. I like the name Pippa.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a name that only Australian or English people ever have. You don't know too many people in America named Pippa.
I don't really know. That's the first person only person I've ever known that has that name. I don't know of any other person with that name.
Yeah, I've heard of Australian and English people having that name before, but it's not usually outside of those regions of the world.
Yeah,
it's a nice, nice name. And she's pretty beautiful. Anyways, so is Rebecca Hazelwood, who plays Asha as well, his other kind of love interest.
The Sam and Diane type of that's kind of an old reference.
Yeah. Who are these Sam and Diane you're talking about? I think I remember them from my childhood.
Yeah, it's like a 40-year-old episode or season.
TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's why are you playing the part of an old person? Because you would know what that is. And then,
I think I remember back when I was a kid when we used to talk about Sam and Diane, and that was before I walked uphill to school and uphill back home.
So there's
there's
two hills that you gotta go.
And it was in 7 feet of snow.
Okay.
On stumps. Well, you didn't have legs back then.
You didn't have what back then?
Legs.
Oh, you didn't have legs. So no. Wait, how'd you?
I didn't grow my legs until I was 16.
Okay, well that's kind of concerning. And I think biologically impossible.
Yes.
Unless you're the one person who knows how to grow limbs, and then you should You should be donate your body to science right now, because you would basically save like the world a lot of pain and suffering right there. Like, you gotta make a sacrifice. Just give your body up so that you can save the many, you know.
It's like just me in a room, and it's like, okay, all right, Mike, we need a left arm. All right, let me think.
All right, here we go.
Okay, there you go.
God. Like Deadpool almost, because he grows all of his stuff back. And
it'd be even more special if I could like grow it like in different skin tones and for different sexes and stuff. It's like, we need a female right leg. Okay.
Like, damn it. You're like totally off balance because you got different size limbs and stuff like that. Like one of your legs is like for like a 6'5" person, and the other one's for like 4'8". So you're like hopping on one. Anyway, that's weird. That's a weird visual, but but and so like, yeah, Tanya, totally super hot. And you got his what's his name? The dude from American Housewife. And what's his character's name?
His name's Charlie Dietrich Bader.
Charlie, yeah,
yeah.
Charlie's got like this, he thinks like he's gonna go out with Tanya, and he's like obsessed with her or whatever. And
yes.
So he always thinks that like, you know, she's gonna come to him, I guess, or something. I don't know. And then and he's like, he's also like your typical like American stereotype. It's like super into guns and hunting and, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
He you know, he gets his own meals shipped from America because he doesn't want to eat the Indian food and all that kind of that whole thing, you know. And he's got a gun that he's firing off in the beginning of the episode just to prove that like you can pretty much do anything on Diwali, which I'm pretty sure is not true. But like in his mind, I guess you could just fire off some rounds and just say happy Diwali and it's all good or whatever.
That's how, that's true on every holiday.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Last year on Arbor Day, I killed 3 people.
Oh, whoa. Well, you shouldn't admit to that.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I unalived 3 people. Wait, that's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like the... You got to make sure that you don't get
censored
or blocked or whatever.
Blocked on TikTok or something. No,
yeah, whatever. And so, like, when Tanya's, like, flirting with him, saying, like, you know, you're a Diwali virgin, and then Manmeet's like, you know, it's always great to have your deep spiritual beliefs being used as foreplay. He just gets up and walks away. And yeah. For context, because, like, this is, like, I think, like, the 7th or 8th episode of the season.
Yeah.
Manmeet is like really like hormonal, like he's like obsessed with like sex and girls and stuff, you know, like, so he's like, that's kind of like his thing, but like that was even too far for him, so
yeah,
he just got up and walked away. And then Tanya is like kind of like really heavily flirting with them, Charlie fires off some more rounds outside and is like, happy Diwali everyone. It's like, whoa, okay, dude. So there's like a really dark version of the season where Charlie ends up killing Todd because the rage that he feels for Todd, you know, having sex with Tanya.
That's what I like to think happened after the show was canceled.
That's what happened. That's why it was canceled, actually. Yeah. Because the actor actually killed the other actor. And since it was done in international waters, they couldn't really do anything about it. And
so then they just gave him another television series.
They gave him another one, yeah. And that one's been going on for like a good 8 years at this point.
I think it's already. I think it's off the air now, but yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. whatever. It was on for a while.
It was on for at least a good, you know, handful of seasons. So yeah.
It was just I watch it sometimes on the CW, occasionally when it's on. Not that great, but it's okay. And yeah. See what else happens.
So basically while he's Todd's at the office trying to, you know, answer all the phone calls himself, and Tanya and him do it in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well not the office.
In the break room.
Break room.
I meant like in the general office.
Oh yeah, yeah. And
they use novelty condoms.
Right, because you know that's one of the dumb things. And Asha actually shows up to help Todd because she felt bad about him taking all the calls himself, but then she saw them making out in the break room.
Yeah.
Then she got she got really mad at Todd and killed him. He got killed a lot in this series, actually. You know, Charlie killed him.
He just gets cloned. It's like interesting.
Yeah, Charlie killed him for sleeping with Tanya, even though he didn't know until later, but he killed him anyway first, and then just to kind of root out any kind of competition. And then Inasha killed him because she was jealous of Tanya. And then, yeah, they clone Todd each time, so Todd just comes back to life every time. And then Rajiv kills him at one point to take over as manager, but he didn't know it. Todd was cloned, so he just was like expecting no one to show up at work the next day. And then Todd shows up and he's like, I thought I killed you, bro. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because Todd's memory gets wiped each time, too, so he doesn't actually know that it happened to him. And none of this actually happened at all in the show. And just completely made that up. But man, my memory of this episode, I'm like jumping all over the place here. Like nothing really happened in the episode, but I still can't.
Well, a lot did happen and a lot didn't happen, though. I mean, because basically the main thrust of it, no pun intended.
I was going to say.
Wait. As I said that, I was like, wait. The fact that Tanya and Todd get it on. There's also a security camera in there that Rajiv tries to use against him in a little funny scene. But before that though too, she keeps trying to like kiss him and other things in the like lunchroom or something, or the big cafeteria area, and he's trying to hide it from both Charlie and I'm blanking on characters' names. And what's her name?
Asha.
Yeah, he's trying to hide it from Asha and Charlie because, you know, he doesn't want to, like, get on her bad side, but also doesn't want to, upset his psycho buddy. I guess they continue to, like, you know, have their little thrusts, as I'll call them. And,
wow.
They continue to do what a DC staffer recently did in DC
heard about that.
Yeah, two guys got it on in one of the rooms and it was put online stupidly. I mean, my thing is if you're gonna do that, don't leak it online.
I know. Yeah. I think it was one of the main, it wasn't a room, I think it was
one of the main, like, I was trying to think of what they're called, like the big
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like big halls where they do all the important shit.
I don't know.
my brain is fried for some reason.
Yeah, mine too. I can't think of any of these names right now.
But yeah, so basically we also find that we find out about the security camera, and later on, there's a shot where we see Gupta taking a muffin off this table and then licks it puts it back. And then right after that, we see Todd walk in and grab that same muffin and eat it.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That is gross. I forgot to mention, too, there's this great thing with Rajiv and Madhuri because...
Oh, yeah, there's... There's a whole
lot. Rajiv's sorry gets burned because someone gave him a sparkler and then it fell in his bag and it caught on fire.
And he was buying the sari for his wife. Is it wife or girlfriend or what is it?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was his fiance or he wants it to be his fiance, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mimi. Yeah. And
it catches on fire. And so he keeps trying to buy her sari that she's wearing that he had already, he had insulted it before. So, yeah, said it was like nothing compared to the one he bought. And, but he's trying to buy it from her because the shop where you can buy them is closed for the day. Or for the holiday, probably closed for the rest of the week.
Probably, yeah. And for context, Madhuri is usually very mousy and doesn't really assert herself. So it's kind of funny. She basically makes them pay 21,000 rupees for it, even though she only paid 3,000 for it.
Yeah.
Because every time he argues with her, she just keeps upping the price.
I thought that was a pretty cool, like, little subplot. I mean, it's cool when you see a mousy type character become like a badass.
He's always so mean to her in the whole series. Like,
yeah,
like he singled her out for some reason. I don't know why. And maybe because he just thinks that she's weak or something. And
yeah, probably a chauvinistic sort of, you know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, or it could just be because he's insecure and he's trying to, you know, mask it with his anger and meanness. Like most men who have no balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
So yeah, basically, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of what happened, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think maybe you missed a few things here and there, but I think that was pretty much the whole episode. It was, it was a good show. Hopefully, I mean, like, they reboot everything these days, because instead of making up a new idea, this would actually be a good thing to reboot, because it only had one season. And
I would highly recommend anybody watch the movie it's based on and watch the whole series. You can watch the series on Vudu. I believe the movie's on there too for free. I'm pretty sure.
With ads, each of them, I think, with ads.
Oh. But the movie is actually one of my favorite romantic comedies. It's definitely got a movie, an indie, you know, early 2000s or, you know, feel to it. Indie movie feeling more than it's. I guess that's one of the things. It's like, I really liked the feel of the movie, and transplanting it into a sitcom is a good idea, but it's also, it gives you a different feel. It's not the same. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to have the same emotional backbone to it as the movie did.
Oh no, it's a totally different style.
Yeah. I mean, which is fine, because you have to be different. You know, it's like anything. It's like adapting a book into a movie or something to you. It's going to be different, but yeah. But I highly recommend watching the movie. It is actually probably in my top 10 of favorite romantic comedies of all time. So yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally
different cast and everything, but still good. I think like the only character with Asha has the same name, different actress obviously, but Todd is the main character in that, but he has a different last name. I don't know. I don't know why they changed everybody's names and stuff, but yeah.
I don't know.
They do that a lot when they adapt TV shows, and I never understood that fully. Because
you gotta keep you on your toes, right?
Yeah, because when they adapted MASH, they didn't change the characters' names. I mean, they're different actors, except for Radar, but still, it was still Hawkeye and Trapper John and whatnot. It wasn't like they decided, until Trapper John left and whatnot. But it's not like they just totally created all new characters right off the get-go. Anyways, any final thoughts here on this episode?
No, just have yourself a happy holiday. Ooh.
I'm never talking to you again.
Gonna offend some people here.
I'm so offended. I'm never talking to you again.
Okay.
It's really going to make the end of this episode really difficult, because, one of us has to end things.
One of us has to hang up, so.
It's usually me that ends the podcast.
Yeah, it is, so.
Oh, wait, I I'm not talking to you. I don't know why I heard that.
Oh, right. So, so I would just say happy holidays to all of our listeners. And
Again.
Oh, and I'm doing it. Okay.
I'm joking.
I'll say Merry Christmas and happy other holidays. So, therefore, we can center Christmas as the main one.
I can't believe you're being inclusive, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, no, but I'm trying to throw them a bone, so we can center Christmas as the main one.
What do you mean by throw them a bone? What's that mean? Are you trying to call Christians dogs?
Sure, why not? And then, because dogs are loyal and they're fun and they like to play.
Oh, they're loyal. So you mean they're like sheep?
Yeah. Well, they call themselves sheep. So yeah, I mean, they call themselves sheep of the flock, and Christ is the shepherd. So I guess that's fine.
Oh, so Christ is now just a shepherd.
That's what it says in the Bible. I didn't make it up. So
what's this Bible you speak of?
Bible is the book of scripture that Christians ostensibly believe in. And that's what has all the teachings of Jesus and the four gospels.
If only that was true. Back to reality. That's the end of our little improv there.
After we just alienated everyone and made and offended everyone.
I'll tell you what, if we did not offend you, please message me at mike@cullenpark.com and we'll offend you next episode.
Terrible.
If you want to join our Patreon, we will offend you if you want to. Just, join for $1 and let us know what you want us to pick on you about. We will.
Well, this is our new arc, everyone's going in the anti-woke arc, I don't care who I offend, I believe in free speech, and we should start doing that, but do it in our own weird way that just makes everyone hate us, basically.
We have no listeners.
No, it doesn't even work at all, just completely backfires.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just charge you to offend you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Then,
It's kind of like when you pay for a dominatrix, but it's just different. It's just us, making fun of you.
Yeah, it's like a little bit lighter than that. It's like we're not going to say anything too degrading. It's just going to be mean little barbs, stuff like that.
Unless your name is Barb, and then
then we have to come up with something. I don't know. And then
anywho. So that's about all I had to say about this episode. I really liked it. I thought it was good. Obviously dated a little bit here and there, but good. And don't be offended by anything we say. We love you all, folks. We really do. I know I love you. I know Sesame loves you. We'd love you even more if you go to our Patreon and join, you know, at any of our tiers. We might update things soon. If people join, we might update things even faster. You know, we might mention you on the air if you join. You know, if you want to hear your name on a podcast, because that's like something that's almost impossible to ever have done.
No one does it ever.
No one ever mentions people's names on podcasts. I mean, especially since we are the only podcast out there. There are no other podcasts besides this show.
We invented the word podcast.
Yes. We also invented microphones.
It's true.
And I'm the first person ever named Mike.
Actually, I will dispute that one.
Oh, okay. Who's the other one?
The Archangel Michael.
Oh, yeah. The dude I was named after. Wait. No, actually, I was named after my dad.
Well, no, sorry. John Travolta played by the Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
In the
movie Michael.
Michael.
Yes.
That was actually reversed. It wasn't John Travolta playing Archangel Michael. It was Archangel Michael playing John Travolta.
Oh, I remember that. It was really good.
But the movie was called Michael for some reason, so it's kind of even more confusing. Because, like, why would the name be based on the actor?
And then the Archangel got really mad when he had to join Scientology.
Yeah, it kind of sucked, actually. He's like, you know, I'm the Archangel, the one true God here, and now I've got to join this weird. And then,
anyways, see, there we offended Scientologists.
No, so it's like.
We did that last week, too. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I know.
But also, you know, be sure to share our show. Go to alltoreal2.com and you can check out all the links to everything there. We're on the Facebook. We're on the TikTok. We're on the Twitter still for now. The Instagram. Instagram and Twitter and some other places we are under. Look up Cullen Park Productions. We're under that in some places. And we're also under alltoreal2 other places. Maybe one day we'll unify everything. Right. For right now, it's really hard to change the name of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I'm kind of rambling here, but also, you know, like I said, share the show. The easiest way to support us, though, go to Apple Podcast, give us a 5-star review, write a couple words about us. Takes a couple minutes. That's it. You know, if you know, you got a couple minutes, you can do it right now unless you're like driving listening to this.
Don't do it if you're driving.
Yeah. Okay. Then, you know, just pull off to the side, you know, pull into a fast food restaurant and order yourself a burger and then come out to the car and write us a couple sentences there on Apple. Yes.
Or you can wait to go home to do it too. You mean you don't have to pull to the side of the road. I mean, do it. I mean,
oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could just wait till you get home, but remember to do it. Don't forget. So what I suggest is pull off to the side of the road and write yourself a note to do our review.
Then get yourself a burger.
And then go home and write the review.
Yeah, there you go. So
that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyways, folks, just remember, like I said, I love you. Sesame loves you. All the people on Outsourced probably love you.
I'm sure they do.
And happy holidays. And until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.